Now, deaths and devastation continue in Yemen as Saudi warplanes pound cities across the country. Fighter jets targeted residential areas in Madan district in the central province of Amran. There are no immediate reports on casualties. Saudis also carried out several air raids inside the province, leaving several Yemeni civilians injured. The city of Harad in the northwestern province of Hajjah also came under Saudi artillery fire. Meanwhile, a car bomb attack in the capital Sana'a left casualties. Over 4,700 Yemenis have been killed in the months-long aggression. Saudi Arabia launched the air campaign against Yemen in March without a UN mandate to undermine the Ansarullah movement and to restore power to fugitive former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. Joining us now is Mark Weber. He's the director of the Institute for Historical Review, and he joins us via Skype from California. Mr. Weber, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, the aggression by Saudi Arabia against Yemen started on March the 26th. We're way towards the end of July now. Are you at all surprised that it has continued this long?
No, not at all. The continuing air campaign by Saudi Arabia against Yemen is continuing because there's nothing really to oppose or to resist this continuing campaign. It's important to remember, of course, that Saudi Arabia has this air power because it's the most important Arab ally of the United States and has been well supplied for many years with the most modern warplanes, bombs, and other logistical equipment for this. And the campaign is being carried out with the support of the United States.
Right. So, Mr. Weber, also, let's not forget that Saudi Arabia continues to claim that it wants to bring back the government of the former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. But considering how almost the infrastructure of Yemen lies in tatters, what does Hadi hope to rule once this aggression ends?
Right. The more that the conflict continues and even escalates and carries on, the more difficult it's going to be to have any kind of peaceful political resolution of this terrible conflict. You know, I would stress that one important reason why the attacks almost certainly will continue is that the American media and American politicians have been almost entirely silent about the Yemen conflict and the Saudi role in it. And as long as it has the backing of the United States, Saudi Arabia will continue this campaign and therefore making a political or peaceful solution all the more difficult.
And before I let you go, Mr. Weber, Saudi Arabia internally does face a lot of problems as well, specifically its budget shortfalls. Can it continue this aggression indefinitely without these cracks appearing from within?
That's difficult to say. Yes, there are a lot of cracks within the Saudi society and government. This has been papered over for a long time, but the conflict in Yemen and the, you might say, discontent throughout the region and unhappiness with what Saudi Arabia has been doing has been growing. And it's anyone's guess just how long Saudi Arabia can continue to do this. One of the most important aspects of it is that Saudi Arabia is almost alone in its close relationship with the United States because most of the region rejects this kind of relationship with Saudi Arabia, with the United States, and of course, an implicit relationship or support or alliance with Israel.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Mark Weber, director of the Institute for Historical Review, joining us via Skype from California. Mr. Weber, it's always a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV.